Fellowship, Unity and Love, President Joseph Fielding Smith, Joseph Fielding Smith, Conference Report, April 1951, pages 152-153. We have just witnessed and taken part in a most solemn, wonderful manifestation of fellowship, unity, and love. Pledge of support. First, I wish to say before this vast congregation of priesthood and members of the church that I pledge myself to support my brethren of the First Presidency. They have my full support, my love, and fellowship, and I pray that the Spirit of the Lord may rest upon them in great abundance to guide them and direct them in all things pertaining to their high and holy callings. I feel humble in standing here, considering myself the weakest of my brethren. I love each one of them, the First Presidency, the Council of the Twelve, and the other brethren whose names have been presented and approved here this day, and may the Lord be with us to help each one of us to magnify His calling. I realize the position I have been called to fulfill is one of great importance. It makes me humble. I am grateful for the expressions that I have received from my brethren. They have expressed their confidence, and already have given me their support. It is wonderful to see a great body such as we have here today, raising their hands enthusiastically, feeling in their hearts to give their support, and they do give their support with all their hearts to the brethren who have been sustained. I thank the Lord for the gospel of Jesus Christ, for my membership in the church, for the opportunity which has come to me to give service. I have only one desire, weak as I am, and that is to magnify to the best of my ability the calling which is mine. Faith and prayer is needed. I need the faith and the prayers of the members of the church. These brethren of the presidency need them, too. We should support them, uphold them, sustain them by our faith and by our prayers, that they may feel the influence that radiates from this great body of priesthood and from the membership of the church. There is an influence that radiates forth. In fact, every individual radiates some influence. Our influence should be for good, for the building up of the kingdom of God. We should have no other purpose, only to bring to pass this great work and see it established in the earth as the Lord would have it. Establishment of Zion. In the early days of the church, the brethren came to the prophet Joseph Smith asking what the Lord would have them do. The answer given to them was to bring forth the cause of Zion. That is our work, to establish Zion, to build up the kingdom of God, to preach the gospel to every creature in the world, that not one soul may be overlooked where there is the possibility for us to present unto him the truth. As we have heard during this conference, we are all going to be judged according to our works, every soul. I have often thought of my place and responsibility in this church. What a dreadful thing it would be to be going forth to teach, to lead men, to guide them into something that wasn't true. I think the greatest crime in all this world is to lead men and women, the children of God, away from the true principles. We see in the world today philosophies of various kinds, tending to destroy faith, faith in God, faith in the principles of the gospel. What a dreadful thing that is. The Lord says if we labor all our days and save but one soul, how great will be our joy with Him. On the other hand, how great will be our sorrow and our condemnation if through our acts we had led one soul away from this truth. Testimony. Again I bear my testimony to you. I know that God lives. I know that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son in the flesh of our Father, the great Elohim whom we worship. I have perfect faith in the mission of the prophet Joseph Smith and those who have succeeded him. I know that we have the truth of the everlasting gospel of Jesus Christ, just as well as I know that I stand here before you. If I did not know it, I wouldn't want to be here or have anything to do with this work, but I know it in every fiber of my body. God has revealed it to me. May the Lord bless us all, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.